Yishami Klayim, Daf Nun Beis. In the Gemara, the Mishnah, we're starting in the bottom of Nun Aleph of the Beis, continues with discussion that we had in the last few Mishnayos, where a person, v'lo b'kavana, without intention, planted a zera, planted seeds in a vinyan and a kerem. And we know that that's usur, and you have to pull it out, and you have to destroy it if it takes root. But we said in the last Mishnah said if it happened below b'kavana, where it just on its own, either naturally happened, or something you did but not intending to do, so the halacha is it doesn't become usur. There's no isur of kelayim. So the Mishnah gives some examples of what it means of something that happened below b'kavana that you did, and how did it happen that something began that's kelayim began to. To happen. So the Mishnah says a few examples. Oh yeah, the Bakarim and Nafluman Israim. First was passing through his vineyard and he had some seeds with him, and Nafluman Israim, and the seeds fell from him. And the Marifulda says, fell with Loba Kavana. It fell with him, the Mashmasalo says, the Marifulda, Shaloba Kavana, that without intention, he didn't mean you were carrying it, and it fell from you, and it fell into the ground, fell into the Karim. So obviously there, you're not aware that it had fell, and therefore it began to take root. That's not an issur kalayim because it was you have to have the kavana. We'll see the lashon of the pasuk. Osha yetsu mizvolim alamayim. Or the case was a person who was carrying zvolim, and in the fertilizer there was some seeds or mamayim, or you watered the field, and some seeds came out in the water, and now came into the ground. So now or. Another case, Hazareya v'si'aruto ruach lechuro. A person was sowing the field, and a wind came and blew the seeds b'chura, behind him, which means that he didn't see the seeds take root. He didn't see it happen. It says in Marfulda, Shayezareya b'sad v'chura lechuro hazareh chutz l'sad elakereb, l'achura mutter. If it went in back of him, it's mutter to have le shalo b'kavana, shalo roi. He didn't see that. He didn't see the wind take it and carry the seeds into the kereb. Therefore, it's going to be mutter, because again, it's loba kavana, and there, that's not an isur kalayim. Not an isur kalayim. And again, the halacha is, it's mutter, as the Rashmi Salua says, because we said in the pasuk, you have to have the inan lo tizra, you have to do where you wanted to do it. You shouldn't do it. The nikole has to be where you wanted to plant it. And if you didn't want to plant all these things, the cases where this accidentally happened, without your knowledge, emela, therefore, it's not what do you call it? And the lashon of Pnei Moshe says the pasuk says pentukta shem leah zera she tizra that you planted, but planted means you planted b'kavana, and this is lo zera b'kavana. Therefore, it's not a din of mekadesh. It doesn't become kadosh. It doesn't become holy. It doesn't become kalayim. I should say, memela. Therefore, it'd be mutter. However, says the Mishnah siratu aruach lefanav, if the wind blew in front of him. And the seeds blew with the wind. You didn't put it down, but the wind took the seeds and put it into the carom. However, it was in front of you, which means you saw it. And if you saw it, then the halacha would be it's going to be aser. The question is what you have to do. Says the Rafulda Shara Sholichon, you saw that it goes, then it's aser. But the Mishnah wants to know. So if you did it now that it's aser, what do you have to do? What do you do? What's the tikkun? So Gemara says Kiva Amar. Kiva says that there's a system, there's a formula that you have to follow. That the imasovim yupak, if the seed just began to go like grow, just like as grass, it just turned into grass, then the Gemara says, yupak, just turn it over to uproot it. You don't have to remove it. You could just turn it over and plow over it. Yeah, but that'd be enough. It's not going to grow. Once you turn it over, it's only in the first stage of like grass. Then all you have to do is plow over it, and the grass turns over. When you plow it, and the roots come out also, merely that's enough. You don't do anything more, and you could leave it there because it's not going to take root. It's not going to turn into kalayim. That will be mut, and you'll let it be nana from it. However, if you're not baits, if it went ahead further, the kernels actually began to ripen, then you can't just let it sit there because it's already ripening. It's already getting it's already ripened. You're not baits. You have to shake it. In order that to be able that you shake out the kernels, that it should know it wouldn't be able to go. Now, what's the level? When do you do that? So so that's cool. The way it began to take root, however, it began to ripen. But says the Marfulish Lo Yil Shlish, it didn't reach a third yet. It takes up to a third in order to be able to really take root, and therefore it's still in a premature level. And Mela, therefore, since it didn't reach a third of its size, as my father says, therefore the halacha would be, all you have to do is shake it off, shake out the kernels from inside so that it's not going to take root. However, but if it already began to bring grain, it's already starting to grow from it, which means it already took root and the seeds developed, and now it's already dug on, then halacha Mishnah says, yidolek. Then you have to go burn it, because everything is aser, and the mela, you have to burn, like any dinner kalayi kerem. And the question in the Mefarshim is, we say kalayi kerem, is it, we require shreifa. Everyone agrees that we said that already in the beginning of a few prakam ago. But the question is, if you, does the other things do not? That is a question of the actual vineyard itself you could leave. Is that accurate, or do you have to only take out the cob? That's something that's a machlokes in the Akronim, in the first Shia Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to discuss this in a little bit later, to discuss the halakha in this situation of whether it becomes the climb, the vineyards themselves become usher as well. That is the halakha of the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to try to understand now as to what is the requirement, what is the breakdown, halakha, to understand when is this applied. By all fields, by not all types of fields, this is what the Mishnah wanted to know. So the Mishnah says, I'm Rebbe Elazar, Masnisa be'emid stay love on, v'sirato arucha stay care. The Mishnah talking about a case where it was standing, the person was standing in a field of grain, a sud stay love on, referred to as a field of grain, it's called a sud love on, and siyato arucha, the wind blew it in, next to it into the field of a karam, into your vineyard. That's the Metzias. That's what Elazar says, the Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara of Zira Bai, we had a shout to understand what does Rav Elazar mean. My assignment, what is exactly as Rav Elazar saying? Is he saying that a person is standing inside a sada love in a grain field, and that's the case the Mishnah is talking about, and maybe the wind came and took hold of the seed, that's not a problem. And therefore the Mishnah said, whatever the luck of the Mishnah is, if you didn't know that it was there, it's fine, you can leave it there, it's not client. What about the Mishnah is referring to even a case where a person is standing in a grain field, and a case is where a person, so the Gemara is questioning Rav Zera again, as a dafka where your omeid, you're standing in a field, a grain field, and the wind took it into the kerem next to you. I feel omeid. What was he saying? Even in a case where a person is standing in a field, and the Gemara says the case is where the person is even where you're standing in the vineyard itself, and the wind took the seed and carried into the thing. So which is it? Is it dafka where you're standing in the grain field and the wind blew it into the vineyard? Or what about if you're already in the vineyard in the kerem and it blew, you have the seeds and it blew into the field itself? Would the same halacha apply? So the chayra, the Mishnah says, if you know about it, if you don't know about it, it's mutter. If you know about it, it's usher. So would it apply in both cases or only in the case when you're standing in the vineyard itself? So the Gemara, in Tamei Olam Lav, and if you tell me Rav Elazar's meaning, that the Mishnah is only the case only when you're standing in a grain field, that's the only case that we're talking about, and that's what he was makel, that if it blew without you knowing about it, it's mutter. I would stay care low. But maybe if you're standing in a vineyard and you threw the seeds into a grain field and the wind blew it back, maybe the halacha of the air is not permitted. That you wouldn't be allowed to do. Maybe that's a case, a bigger chiddush. Maybe in such a case, maybe Rav Elazar said that's not the case in Mishnah. In that case, it would be usher. Even if you didn't have kavanah to do it, it'd still be usher. Oh, in Timafilo I made it. Maybe I'll tell you, Lezus Halacha is that you're standing in one field, in a grain field, and it blew into the fields. Even if you're standing in a grain field, even if you're standing where and it blew into the field, it doesn't only when it's a carom, but any time. Afilo I made in any field that you're going, even if you stay in a grain field, and you knew that it was blowing, you know about your chayiv. It's usher. It becomes a klayim. He adiyada. Gemara says we have two ways to do it. We have one a kula. One where it blows behind him, and if it's mutter, in a case where it blew in front of him, it's usher. So you have a kul and a chumra. But does it apply in both cases? When you I made in the kerem, and it went into the kerem, or even if you're standing in the kerem, that would also be the same halacha, both the kul and the chumra. That's the Gemara's shaila. So Gemara said, "Nishmani min ado." We have a brayso lechayra. They'll be pushed at our shaila. Shemun b'la yidam ayam. Shemun b'la shemun atzareya. So you have to mechurav. Person is sowing a field, and the wind blew behind him. It's an oinus. He didn't know. You didn't see the wind blowing it. It's an oinus. And therefore, it's not kalayim. It's pate. It's not bakavana. So Gemara says, Manar Kayam. What's the case we're talking about? This is the Lashon of the Braisa. Ibiyom, a mistake, Kerem. If you're talking about, you're standing in a vineyard and you threw it into the grain field and it came, there you threw it into the vineyard. You're talking about a case where you threw it, you're standing in the vineyard, you threw the grain, and you did an Avera. How could you say that's mutter? How could you say that it's mutter? How could you say that it's mutter? That you, because it's something that you know it's going to happen. It's not really a noiness, because you're mamish like it was a mamish disregard. It was a negligence. You did something where this happened, so you cause it to happen. That's not a noiness. How could you say it's mutter? El yanatam yanal case was omen sadovin sadov ruach se karam. El may tell me it's a case where you're in a love and you're in a grain field and then the wind blew it to the karam. That's the case of the brisa. And that's the case what the Mishnah is referring to. Then we understand that it falls behind them, that it's forbidden. That makes sense. So Mamela, this can't be the luck of the Brisa. It says it's an ones, has to only be in a case when you're standing in the stay love on and it blew into the Karam. That is the way that the only way the Brisa says that the case would be that the dinam and ones is what the Pshat in the Mishnah is. And Mamela, your kasha was, is it applied to both cases even if you're standing in the Karam? And the answer is, Lechaira, it does not. The Mara is coming out that Taka would not be, that would be us, that would not be considered an ones. And therefore, it would be not the case in the Mishnah that you'd be mutter if it went below b'kavana. So the Gemara continues. Gemara says we have different halakas in a case of different levels of the Mishnah of where what you have to do. The case of the Mishnah first says if it's just grass, you could turn it over. It's good enough. You can leave it. They call mutter. It's all mutter because nothing happened. You plowed it. You uprooted it. And it's all you have to do. Nothing else is going to take place. It's not going to take root. It's not a dinkalayim. It's mutter. You can use the grass. Everything is mutter. Marie Fulda says, Bedavka, you can use the grass. Everything is mutter. But if it went ahead and the kernels began to ripen, you see, you have to shake out the kernels. So now it's not going to take root. However, kashin mutar v'daganasar. Is that because why? Because at this place, the straw is mutter still. But the dagon is also, but the grain is going to be considered also because the grain grew. You know, you could shake out the stalks, that you can do. But the dagon itself, the grain itself that you can't take. However, the dagon did it, but the grain actually came out. It's already came out from this illegal growth. Then, and because you knew about it and you saw it, and you didn't stop it, I call usher. Then the whole thing is usher, the whole plant is usher. Not only is the dagon usher, but even the kashin is usher. We usher everything because it's all considered a din of kalayim, and that would be a din not the raisa, the rabbanon. The rabbanon would go extended and say even the straw is usher. That's a din the rabbanon, and the rabbanon would say. But the yochanan disagrees and says, I call usher. The whole grain is usher. Not only in the first case, not only in the last case, mavia dagon, I call a kol usher. But I call usher in all the cases. Madan, in the first case and the second case as well. Mata, what are we talking about? What's the case of the Mishnah? Case in those three steps that we talked about, that it should be considered us. Why does the Mishnah just say all of them should be together? Yidolik. It can't be what our Mishnah holds, because our Mishnah says three different situations. Asavim and Yupak is one, Aviv Yinapage is two, and Nevi'ah Dagon, the Dalek is three. But if Kunti is saying it's all Dalak as a Kolosser, Mishnah should put them all together. They're all Asser. The Mishnah Daka says in the Mishnah that we had a Mishnah we learned in Temura, Erlav Aklei Akerim, Yolav Aklei Akerim. It be Zasher Bahana. As a Daka, the surface of that would usually burn, you burn. A Daka, the cover, that would usually be buried. Liquids and things like that are soft, that doesn't burn well, that you go ahead and you bury. So you see that over here, the same thing over here. The grass and the aviv and the kernels that are growing, they're not for dull. You can't burn them because they don't burn. If it's moist, it doesn't put out the fire. You go, you bury it, as the Mishnah says in Masechus Temura. So Mamela, therefore, that's what the Mishnah is telling you. Those things you talk, go ahead and mahapech and leave it in the ground. But if but only where it comes already into ready where it grew, it's now doggone, that to dry, and that burns well, and therefore that is the halacha you should be go ahead and you should burn it. The Machronim disagree here as to the Pshat and the Gemara here, as to what the extent of this halacha is. But the we learn like the Rashmi Salura says that it's Hakanami the Fisha Asavim Lachim below Chazilus Reifa. The grass is moist and therefore it's not ready for burning. So therefore it says Hepach. But the Lamishim, not because it's mutter to eat. Don't read it that it's us. In other words, we're getting the first Man Yama says that a kolos only applies to the last case when it's dagan. Otherwise, it's considered mutter. And Rav Yochanan said, no, it's all considered usher, all a kolos in all the cases. So why does the Mishnah then kasha? Why does the Mishnah say you dalek only in the third case, not in the other cases? Because not because it's mutter, but only because Lamaisa, the Gemara is saying that those things are not dalek. It's not. It's like the case in Temura. We don't. It doesn't. It's not ready for burning when it's moist and it's liquid, and so it's not ready for burning. So therefore, your dalek is only on the case when it's dry straw, dry grain. That's when it's. That's what the Chanami alok is. They're all considered aser. So we have a makleikus tanoim as to what the alok would be, whether it's considered mutter or not. So at the Gemara, Yaakov Lakesh, Pamisha Kash and Mutav Dagan Aser. Another sheet, he says, sometimes we say that the grain, the kernels are Aser, Mutarin. Sometimes it's Mutar. Sometimes the Kash and the straw is Mutar. But Dagan, the grain is Aser. But Pamisha Kash and Aser and Dagan. Sometimes the other way around. The straw is Aser and the Dagan is Mutar. How does it happen that how do you have different asteris and what's mutter, what's aser? Zor beheter, the person planted grain properly, which means he planted it in a vintner's property six tvachim away from the kerem, and therefore or four amas away from a full kerem, or six tvachim away from a single vine. Halacha we already established in Mishnayos, that's sufficient, that's enough. So you planted a beheter. And then sikacha gabab. Then later the seed began to sprout straw, and it went and attack sikah. It began to go ahead and develop things on top of it. So what do you do in such a case? You spread out a branch over the grain plants. So now what do you do in such a case? So in such a case, the Gemara is telling you sikacha gabab. In this case, we said akashin mutarim adagan aser. The straw that grew beheter is mutar. Dagan is aser, because the kashin, the straw, was done up beheter. He did it with enough of a space between. But now the dagan that got mixed in, that's aser. Azor b'iser, what if you went ahead and you planted it b'iser? You planted it too close. You didn't have the six tvachim to an individual vine or four tvachim, four amos from a kerem. You did it b'iser. And then he took the side and spread out. Then the kids went ahead. It didn't spread it out, the straw, but it didn't go ahead and develop its kernels yet. Halakha is, if it's a skak, and you move the thing from the outer one, you took away the thing that's spreading. Kashin asuma dagan mutter. The dagan is mutter because it didn't grow yet. It's going to grow better. The kashin grew be'isr because when you planted it, was be'isr. So therefore, that part that grew is considered aser. It's kloya kara. And any part that grew, we have to say it's considered aser. And that would be a part that you have to remove. That would be up. Because the Mikala Kash Asur, Heichi Dagan, it's not, it's going to be considered Asur. Because you grew it together with the Dover Isur, says the Rosh Misalu, because it's considered part of the Isur. And therefore, part of the Isur, you have to remove it. But the Dagan never became Asur, and therefore, it's growing afterwards. After it's now separate, therefore, it's going to be Mutter. So I take the Mavzer Bai, as Shaila, Nikhita Kashim Dagan Dagan Asur. I can understand you say in a case where its straw is Mutter and the Dagan is Asur, where the grain is Asur, because it's done bad with the Isur. Kash asur and dagan mutter. Well, how about the case, the second case, where the kashin is aser, a dagan is mutter? How can you do that? How can you say that? God, let me talk iser. But the grain drew from an iser from the cow when you planted it. So now the grain grew. It was yonak. It grew because of the nourishment it got from the iser, from the kashin that was aser. How can you say it's mutter? So the case, the first case, we're masking. But how the second case of kashin asur and a dagan mutter? How is that possible? Because it grew. When it grew by Isser, it grew when it was already considered Asser. So how could you say that it's Mutter? So Rav Zeira the Dadev, Zeira goes according to his own Shita. Now Rav Zeira b'shem Rav Yonason, Batzel Shel Kalai Kerem. An onion of Kalai Kerem, you put it in a vineyard, and now it becomes Asas Kalai Kerem. She'akru v'shasso, you uprooted it from the vineyard, you planted it outside as Mutter. Avhil mozakam Asser, even if it grows many, continues to grow, it's still Asser. Shengdula Yisser, Ma'alenas Yisser. Something that grew by Isser cannot go ahead and Malah is Isser, can't go ahead. And Malah is Isser, make something else Usser. So in other words, that the you can't go ahead and say the thing is Mutter because it doesn't go. When something comes from it, grows from it, the onion, it remains the Batzel, the onions still remain Usser. You can't say that it's Mutter, that it becomes Batzel. Because since they grew the additional part that it grew came from a davar iser, came from the thing when you planted it, iser. And therefore, whatever comes out of it is considered aser as well. And therefore, Zera says that's a shita. So if that's a shita over here, since lemaisa the dagan came from the kashin. So therefore, the dagan is going to be aser since it comes from the kashin. It comes from a davar aser. You have to answer it. Shimon Lakish disagrees with Rav Zeira and says, no, since Lamaisa, he planted it, replanted it outside, away from the Isser. There's no more Isser of clay carrot. You broke this, you cut off the Isser part. And Mela, therefore, whatever goes from now on, is not going to be mutter. Because it's not tied to the Isser anymore. That's what my fool explains. Before, when you, if you consider that it's tied to the Isser, that it's considered based upon the original Isser, because you planted it by Isser, then it remains the Isser. It's Isser even later. And that's why anything that comes out of it is going to be considered Isser. However, in according to Hashem Elakish, and says no, that since Lamaisa it was planted by Isser, but then you replanted it outside, away, with a separation, so it's no longer an Isser of Klei Kerem. And now you have great, the Duggan that comes from it, that sprouts from it, it's going to be considered mutter. Lamaisa, it was at one point it was Usser. It was only Usser in the original planting, but once you removed it and replanted it someplace else, away from the Isser, enough is the separation, which no longer an Isser Klayim, then whatever comes from there is going to be mutter. That is the Machloekes Tanoim. Here is to how far do we go to continue something that's Usser, that Ussers it even when it's Gedulim in Akarka, even though it's considered growth, but goes from the ground, we still consider it as if it's a connection. Mamela the Marfulda says, that is why it's going to be Usser, and that's what the Machlokas, the Gemara, the Machlokas Tanayim, whether we consider this Gemalan as Isser Kloma, do we say it's Malan Isser or don't Malan Isser, is Machlokas Rav Zeira and Rav Shimon ben Lakish.